I will not go to South Africa. I will not go to a foreign country. DRC is an independent and sovereign state. How can a presidential candidate go and meet in a foreign country on the invitation of foreign companies or NGOs or governments? In my view, those kind of leaders, they don't know what they are doing, and they should not be running for president of the Congo.
What do you make of the whole idea of a unity candidate?
Well, the idea of a unity candidate who is a nationalist, who meets the criteria to be president of the Congo, the idea is not bad. But a unity candidate sponsored by foreign countries, foreign companies, foreign NGOs, in my view, it's a big dilemma because such a candidate cannot be loyal to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Instead, it will be a puppet candidate working for foreign countries and looting the natural resources of the Congo to pay his foreign sponsors. So in my view, that's a terrible idea. Imagine the United States of America, for example, the Democratic Party or the Republican Party going to meet in Russia to nominate their candidate for the presidency. Can you imagine that? Those people should be disqualified immediately. They don't deserve to be considered in the Congo by the people of the Congo.
But don't you think you are taking this issue too far? I mean, what's wrong with meeting in another country to discuss issues of your country? It's not that the foreign country is going to influence the decision. It seems you're taking it too far.
I know how it works. I am just asking you, don't ask the Congolese to accept the things that Americans cannot accept for their countries. Can the Democratic Party or the Republican Party going to meet in Russia or in China to nominate their candidate for president, is that acceptable? If it is not acceptable for the Americans, what is happening here should not be acceptable to the Congolese. And I disapprove it because any candidate coming out under those conditions can only be a puppet of foreign countries, foreign companies, and he cannot defend the interests of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. That will be, as a matter of fact, contrary to the Chinese law, which requires people at that level to be loyal to the Democratic Republic of the Congo and its people.
So what do you think about the idea, the whole idea of the opposition coming up with a unified candidate for the December election?
It depends on how it is done. If it is done in the Congo, with all the candidates from the opposition participating, starting by elaborating the criteria which will be transparent to nominate that representative of the opposition, and those criteria should be very clear. For example, the candidate should have a university-level education, should have a number of years of professional experience, should have never been involved in bad governance, including corruption, predation of national resources, or looting of the public funds. And a candidate who has a high level of integrity, who has a vision for development of the country, and who can unify behind him, all the candidates, of course, those criteria will be acceptable. And then we can see who can meet that through a transparent process.
According to Mr. Fayulu, one of the candidates, the opposition leaders meeting in South Africa are also supposed to discuss the transparency of the election. They want to make sure that the December election are transparent. Do you agree with that?
Well, I keep repeating the same thing. Why should such a meeting take place in South Africa or in a foreign country? The starting point is the minute they cross the border and go overseas, they've lost the credibility, and nothing good can come out of it.
Mr. Shinyani, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.